in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie. Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Bowker.
Right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, happy to have Jesse Arnett. We've got Big Cat on the program ahead of what was kind of a hectic camp heading into this fight here, but TKO 43 is set. A bantamweight title defense is set to go on May 4th. How's it going there, Jesse?
I'm good. Now that I know I got an opponent in Stone, I'm good. Camp was great. Ready to show my skills, new and improved always. How you doing, Dylan?
Well, I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking that, but I noticed you'd sent me a text the other day and you were talking about how champ camp is almost over and you were saying 12 straight. So I imagine the confidence is just at an all-time high and you're just firing on all cylinders.
It is. I like this matchup. We'll see how his jiu-jitsu is. I know I'm going to test it. And first scramble, watch your neck. I'm ready for any comers. I'm used to dealing with adversity on a daily basis, and this is just another fight Friday night. I'm going to go out there and have some fun. For guys like me, it's a fight with myself, man, and I know if I bring my best performance, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to put this kid away.
Yeah, and I mean, you had a bit of a hectic process before that I kind of alluded to there. Like, you'd had a couple other opponents set in place. Initially, there was an injury, and then visa issues came up. But now you do, in fact, have a solidified opponent here. I'm wondering if going through this is going to, you know, benefit your mental game going forward. Like, do you see this as something that's going to just, you know, further galvanize your championship mindset? Just, you know, the hectic nature of this and just being ready to take on all comers.
You got it, buddy. If I can deal with this. Like, remember, Khabib, he had four different opponents in, like, 4 hours. So,
yeah.
It's part of the game. People get hurt. People can't travel. There's so much variables. You know, I'm just thankful and I'm so blessed that, you know, I've been doing competition for 20 years now, 21 years. I get to go in there and get my Big Cat on, give Quebec City the Big Cat experience, and look to make it 12 straight with style points, no doubt.
Yeah, and your opponent here, Sebastian Ruiz, I mean, undefeated super striker is how he's been touted. And I was checking out his record there in MMA, and all his wins up till now have been stoppages. And he's also undefeated in Muay Thai. So, I mean, you can't necessarily plan specific for this guy at this point, but have you been, I guess, drilling a lot of, like, related striking type of scenarios so you're just ready for whatever materializes on the fourth?
Well, I've only been to practice once since I got the matchup. It's been about 12 hours. So, yeah, Sebastian's O has to go. That's all there is. And it's another fight. I'm gonna put it on him. We'll see how good he is going backwards. We'll see how good he is when he's hurt. And the experience is going to show overall. Yeah, he's got them fights in Muay Thai, whatever. I got 500 to 800 wrestling matches. I've been the distance with Johnny Bedford. I got a boxing fight, and this is my 19th walk to the cage as a pro, and we're doing big things over here in Calgary. I got a great team behind me. I got a great support system. I can't see this fight going more than two rounds. I'm going to take Sebastian out in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bold claim, absolutely, but one that, you know, doesn't sound insane based on your track record. I mean, you definitely know how to put these guys away, but you were talking about some of the people you've been putting in the work with there, and I mean, Dunamis seems like such a, you know, great group of guys there, and the work you're putting in with Jake Lee Peacock. I mean, I always see your Instagram stories, like working pads and stuff like that, so it seems like you're always trying to get those improvements happening.
That's the thing. I got an excellent club. You know, my base is wrestling and jiu-jitsu, I'd say, with Anderson Goncalves at Tilt MMA, but I work a lot of striking with Dunamis and Jake Lee Peacock. He's my pad man. We haven't lost a fight together since we teamed up. It's new age MMA. It's new age striking. We're on point for a big performance always. Let me tell you, Jake sparring in the gym, he's a beast. Riley Pecklin, Quinn, just to name a few, I've been working with Muay Thai guys, kickboxers. I'm ready to go. I'm gonna check a kick and answer back if I have to. I'm gonna kick him in the head if I have to. I'm gonna feel the range out. big shout out and much love to all my training partners at Beaumont Boxing, Devin Reddy, Gwyn Thomas, Albert just won a North American championship.
Yeah, that's huge. I saw that.
Yeah, Albert's a man. He's a punisher. He's a beast. These guys are better strikers and have better hands than him. I know it's a different distancing, and I know it's a different sport. I know there's kicks involved. But, yeah, there's also takedowns involved. There's also neck chokes involved. There's knee bars, ankle locks. I'm more well-rounded on paper all day. And I'm going to go there Friday night, and I'm going to put the pressure on him. Look, he's 19, 20 years old. I'm old enough to be his pappy. And I haven't even been tickled in there yet. So we're going to put it on him. I'm going to get all over him at the press conference. And he's going to be nervous. He's not going to give his best performance. And if he does, I still win. This is a great matchup for me. All my coaches like it. Of course, I'm never underestimating this kid's skills. He's sharp. He's got great quick snap kicks. I have to keep a high guard. The improvements I made in the gym, again, is enough for this kid. Everything happens for a reason. This is just another test, and a test that I'll pass with flying colors and style points. Friday night on UFC Fight Pass, I'll get it done. 12 straight, my word.
Yeah, that's going to be a big fight, and just, yeah, I get what you mean, like the press conferences and everything like that. Maybe it's an altogether, you know, unfamiliar part of the process for your opponent here, but it seems like you're getting involved in just more and more media work and more opportunities for, like, promotions to, you know, bring you out to these different locations and present you in a favorable way. So, yeah, there's certain aspects like that, but I also thought it was interesting you mentioned Riley Peckwin there. I mean, getting XFFC gold there somewhat recently. That happened mid-March. I was actually there and got, like, a recap of it and got, like, a video package put together and all that. It seemed just like a great time for everybody there. How important is it to have, you know, just this team of guys who are, like, succeeding alongside you? Does it at all, you know, reflect in your approach at all, just being surrounded by these, like, hungry guys who are achieving these things at very high levels?
They're awesome. They're all my friends. Look, I'm quite a bit older than these guys, but I'm acting like them. I'm acting like a kid every day in the gym. They look up to me. I look up to them. It's always more gold on our team. We celebrate a little tiny bit, but never get comfortable. It's always on to something new. Riley's already improved tenfold since that last fight. And he's back in the gym, and he's getting ready to fight on Dakota card. He's a great kickboxer. He's a hard sparring match for me. Jake Lee Peacock, our coach, he doesn't just coach us in whole pads. He gets in there and swings, and he gets in there, and he can kick, and he's got question mark kicks, and he's got great teeth, great timing. We're working, man. All the way around. Champ camp, baby. YYG, yeah. Unanimous, Tilt MMA, Beaumont Boxing.
Yeah, holding it down for the area, no doubt. But guys like Michael Short and Doug Harder, I mean, having associations with guys like that, that also must, you know, really help out what you're doing. Because, I mean, they're helping your career along in different ways than the guys, you know, you're sparring with on a daily basis.
100%. I look up to those guys. They're coaches, mentors, their friends. Doug Harder, he'll tell it how it is. He's not there to pat you on the butt and you're there, you're working, you're on your phone, get the fuck off your phone. You're late. No exceptions. Like it's work. We're there. Man's work. And some of the best sparring I had in my life has been in this camp with Devin Reddy. This kid's world class. He's got world class speed. A couple times he beat me up a couple times I did pretty good in there and probably stole a couple rounds. And this kid's not going to have hand speed like that. And I already know what it's like to fight a tall, rangy, long guy. I am a tall, rangy, long guy. And I'm just excited for all the build-ups to be over and to get in there Friday night, put on a show like always, and come out with the W and just have fun and enjoy myself, you know? Camp was tough. It was fun, but now it's time to have some more fun.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, some of the stuff you're talking about in this interview kind of goes into, you know, something I wanted to talk about here. I noticed you put out the message that you know a few fighting disciplines, but also that you're a black belt in sports psychology. Do you feel like that element of the game is, you know, maybe not the most important, but do you feel like it needs a certain amount of focus and that it's maybe equal or if not more to the work you're putting in with, like, the actual fight training? Like, how important is having your black belt in sports psychology as part of your overall arsenal?
That's a great question, man. You're great at this. Me, or pretty great athletes, whatever I'm going to put it on him. We'll see how good he is at fighting me backwards. And I'm going to put him to the mat, and I'm going to look for his neck. And I'm going to, you can tell him this. The guy across the street can tell him that. I'm sure everybody knows this is what's going to happen. This is the game plan. And if he can stop me, if this is the kid to stop me, I'll shake his hand right in the middle of the ring. But this is not the kid to stop me. I promise you that. I'm top five in the world right now. And I'm doing it here out of Calgary with my team. And to have a run like this at my age, still improving every day, I'm so thankful for this sport.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second defense, or this is rather your second time competing outside Alberta in this first title defense here. I mean, back-to-back Quebec MMA fights there. So how are you feeling going into this fight here? And just, are you looking forward to going back to Quebec here this second time out?
Yeah, it's going to be nice because last time I was getting a lot of heat. Who doesn't like Dmitry Ordenberg? He's a big fan favorite. Heck, I love Dmitry Ordenberg. Great kid.
Yeah.
So nice. Too nice. And I have to play the role on him, you know. But I'm excited to be the hometown hero. You know I'm bringing my flag. Little spoiler, I got some tragically hit 100th Meridian entrance song, little Big Cat rendition. It's going to be a good Canadian night, and we're going to kick ass in Quebec. I can't wait.
Was that what you were cooking up in the studio with Sean Leon?
Yes. Yes, sir. Great guy. Man, you follow a lot. Much respect, buddy. He's a good guy. Big ups to Diamond Needles Productions, Sean Leon.
No, that's awesome, and I was just going to actually ask you that, so you kind of played right into my hand there a little bit. I was going to ask if you were getting a personalized theme song going, because that's smart. I mean, that's a great way to, you know, get attention and just, you know, to get a great way to, you know, hype yourself up for competition beyond that, too.
For sure. I always do the person. I always get the mix. But you know what? Tragically hip, Gordy passed away this year, and I know it's a big hockey town, and I know it's a big rock and roll town, and the music hits, so I'll get a nice cheap pop off that.
So, yeah, I think the crowd's really going to pop for that one for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's good to have that.
And the 100th Meridian, baby, that's Canada. Welcome.
Yeah, that's going to be perfect. I'm really looking forward to checking that aspect of the whole thing out as well. But, I mean, you must be happy that the snow's finally gone now, though. I mean, you know,
yeah,
the snow removal gig and everything like that. Weather
for
seems
sure.
Good.
What a winter. I'm lucky. I get paid contract whether it snows or not, but... You know,
okay.
We were busy this year, but I'm thankful, man. There's so many people that don't have work, and you know what I mean? To be able to, if it snows on a heavy month, which is 12 days a month, I still got the other days to train my ass off, and I still can go out and train. It's such a good job for me, and it's such a good business to have, and I'm lucky now. In the summers, I don't do the landscaping side of the things, you know what I mean? So now I'm training all summer. I don't got to push snow again until November. Let's cross our fingers. We are in Calgary, right?
Yeah. No.
But you know what? I couldn't have fell in a better position in my life, and so thankful for my work, my team, my job, and thankful for this run. You know, to be my age and 22 years competing, at least 15 years competing at a high level. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you've been putting in a lot of work, no doubt. We've talked about your work in the Calgary scene, obviously, but I saw a pic you had with King Mo recently, and that must have been kind of cool, you know, getting in that work, training alongside an individual who also has a fight coming up in May.
Yeah, King Mo's the best, man. I know him from my wrestling days, and what a good guy, man. He'd do anything for you. A stranger, he'd give the shirt off his back. He'd invite you in for a place to stay. He's a really good guy, another guy who plays the role up on TV, but I've always been really good friends with him, and he's always been really awesome to me and treated me really well. I like Mo a lot.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and like within the Calgary fight scene, I also noticed that you were teaching some MMA seminars at UFC gym there as well. So I'm wondering how, you know, teaching people certain aspects of martial arts, like how that influences or, you know, imparts knowledge to, you know, your own skills as a martial artist and getting out there as a fighter, if at all.
Yeah, teaching is awesome. It's a little different, but I once I get into it, I really enjoy it, and it was fun. I got a good group, had a good, eager group, and it's cool here because who doesn't like a guy who, like myself, and, you know, everybody jumps on board. Everybody likes I'm brash, I talk, I back it up. Everybody wants to be on Team Big Cat, and it's fun. I got a lot of support out here. I got a lot of fans. I'll be driving around, and I'll see I'm known in Calgary now a lot, you know what I mean? And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy. I just want to make other people feel good and other people feel happy and give back when I can.
That's cool, though. So, like, people, like, approach you and stuff like that and be like, oh, hey, champ, how's it going? Like, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, a lot. It's awesome. It's overwhelming. It's cool, you know? And if I can help one person, it doesn't matter what they're doing. It's fighting stuff at the end of the day. It doesn't really matter, you know? It's how you treat other people. It'll really matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought this was kind of interesting. I was noticing on social media the other day that UFC had they inadvertently tagged your handle in a fight announcement, but it was actually a different Arnett there. So just, you know, seeing that little bit of a fumble on there, and it kind of got me thinking, like, if you have, like, the most ideal sort of outcome in this fight coming up here, like, what is your, you know, next step beyond? Are you looking for that UFC debut, or are you maybe looking to compete on the international scene, like ACB or ONE Championship?
That's probably the second one, the latter, I think it's called. I don't know how that old expression goes. Between me and you, it's all good. I don't care if anyone knows. I'll air it. But I'm not on the Calgary card. Even if I got out of my contract, they're passing on me in this one. But hey,
I didn't think you were on that card anyway. I just, like, kind of rolled my eyes that, like, UFC inadvertently tagged you in there.
Oh,
I was like, well, Jesse
but
deserves to be in there too.
I mean, even now, I already know Ward. They're not putting me on it. So it's all good. I don't care. But, you know what I mean? I'm just going to keep doing me. Friday night, I'm going to have a career performance. And then we're going to go back to the drawing board. And then we're going to start working on 13. Mark my words. And I'm never overlooking my opponent. This kid is dangerous. And he's fast. He's snappy. He's young. He's got nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to lose. I'm supposed to beat him. I'm supposed to sub him. So let's see what he's got, and I like the challenge. I like that little bit, I got nothing to lose. Okay, let's go. Let's see. So I'm excited for this one, and, you know, like I say, Friday night, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure, and I would have just been remiss if I didn't ask about that, because obviously you're of that caliber to be, you know, with all these different promotions. Not that TKO
isn't
a great promotion either, obviously, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, brother, 100%. Like, I deserve to be fighting. I deserve to be fighting for $50,000 a fight. Like, that's what it is. No one owes me anything, but I'm worth that. And
yeah,
it is what it is. I'm worth $20,000. I'm worth fights.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge fight coming up. It's Jesse Arnett taking on Sebastian Ruiz, going at TKO 43, a main card defense of Jesse Arnett's Bantamweight Championship. And people can check that out if they have UFC Fight Pass. They can peep that over on Fight Network, everything going May 4th. And, yeah, just great having you on the program again. Is there anything you wanted to add as we're wrapping up here? Big Cat?
I just want to thank my sponsors, Ryan Remax out of Ontario, Stu Connor at the Oak Tree, Melanie with New Generation. I want to also thank Herbivore Edibles, man. They've been with me. They're my homies. We're killing it. We're rocking it. They got my back. And who else? I can't forget Robin at Built 360. He's had me for years, man. I was 5-4, 6-4, 7-4, had my back. Everybody who supports, all my family, and all my coaches and all my teammates. I wouldn't be here without them, man. Like, it's a team effort, even though it's an individual sport. Like, we couldn't do this alone, and we couldn't do it without the fans, man. I love the fans, you know. I love putting on a show, and I like getting in really good shape so I can put that pace on them and I can express myself without having any doubts.
Yeah, and that seems like the new kind of thing in MMA nowadays. Like, it's not so much about you come into a fight with, like a rigid game plan. It's more like you drill all the different possible scenarios within the training camp, so then you just have, like, the fluidity to, you know, do whatever sort of materializes itself when it actually comes to fight night.
For sure. 100%.
100%. No, it's great to hear, man. And I'm definitely excited for this fight coming up here, but you've been great with your time. And, yeah, best of luck, man. Hope you enjoy the rest of
the day. Thank you for your patience last week and this and that. You know how the game goes. And thank you for having me on the show. And enjoy the show Friday night.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I'm just glad you have a fight, man. But I'll definitely be enjoying that one. And, yeah, best of luck again.
Okay, we'll chat soon. Cheers, homie.